Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us. Hope that you have a great Wednesday. Still to come, Cap, you know what? You're hooking people up. An opportunity to hang with you through Hawthorne Race Course.
Yep, on Sunday, I'm going to be out in Villa Park at their brand new Club Hawthorne Points Bet Sports Bar. And I'm going to get $1,000 from them to bet on the horses. If I can turn it into money, profit, everyone there gets a share of it. They'll split it up.
I love that. It's called the Caps Pool Party VIP Package Giveaway.
How about that?
So when you hear Secretariat run through our studio between 8 and 9 p.m., you get an opportunity, 8 and 9 a.m., you get a chance to be able to be part of something really special with that VIP package.
Miss you, Secretariat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you going to keep giving dedications to this?
A little melancholy.
Okay. The horse is dead. 312-332.
Since 1989.
Yeah, exactly. Still pining for him. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I are excited because it's opening night for the Bulls.
Yep, the association.
Here we go, right? So sure. I am looking forward to this season to find out if the Bulls can take another step or not. For those that don't remember, 46-36 was the record. They were the number six seed when the season ended last year. In the regular season. So can they take another step? I will just tell you, Cap, when you look at Milwaukee, who I believe is the favorite to win it all, quite frankly, even more so than the East, they should win it all. The Milwaukee Bucks have two of everything. It's led by Giannis. Whatever you think of LeBron, this is Giannis's time. This is his league now.
So I have them as the number one team to win it.
Yeah.
That's where my pick is.
That's where the ticket is already in.
In.
For Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Let's go.
So, but then there's Boston. We saw them last night. You thought, okay, is there going to be an issue without their head coach in Udoka? No, the team as is a very, very good team. And they should be right there again in the mix. Miami, we'll see them tonight. I think it was more Jimmy Butler than the Heat that got them within seconds of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Jimmy Butler was unbelievable last year in the playoffs. Incredible.
He's an awesome basketball player and a ferocious competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you.
There's the Sixers, there's Toronto, you know, and there's Cleveland.
Phoenix.
There's Brooklyn. So that's what you look at, Cap. It's going to be an interesting East. I want the Bulls to battle, though. Not just lay down against upper echelon teams. Battle. Fight.
Where should the Bulls be in terms of salary? What, top 10, top 5, top 20? Where should they be?
Hey, you and I are Chicagoans. You know that, like I know, that always a Chicago team, especially if you're going for it, if you are competitive, you should be in the top 10.
Okay. The Chicago Bulls are 19th in payroll, behind New Orleans, Miami, Atlanta, Portland, Toronto, Cleveland. I'm looking at these different, like Dallas, Washington.
Yeah, some of those teams are playoff teams.
Okay, now the number one team, clearly, in terms of payroll, Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
They are $78 million over the cap.
Yep.
Over!
Don't care.
And they pay the tax.
Yeah.
So you have a cut there. We've played it before. Mm-hmm. This is Joe Lacob, and I will tell you why I want to play this. I want you to hear, this is the owner of the Golden State Warriors. They spend more money on their team than anybody. Listen to him.
The truth of the matter is I'm about only one thing my rest of my life, and that's winning and winning championships. Mm-hmm. I'm maniacal. It's all I care about. That's it. And we've done really well. We've won four in 8 years, which is incredible. We made six finals in 12 years, which, by the way, there was somebody else that did this as an owner, Jerry Buss. I look up to him. 33 years of ownership, 16 finals.
Wow.
So that 50% rate is a pretty, I don't know that we can continue that, but I'm sure as hell going to try.
Right.
That's my goal. That's my goal, is to have this team be great.
Okay, that's his goal. You heard him. I'm maniacal.
Yeah.
All I care about the rest of my life is winning championships. Do we have one guy in town that feels that way? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, because the proof is what they spend. Mm-hmm. In 2010, Joe Lacob bought the Warriors. He said, I've made a lot of money. I want to own a team. He buys the Golden State Warriors. He paid $450 million for the franchise. It was a steal. Steal! But the stadium needed, the arena needed all of it. They have a new arena. In 2023, the Warriors' payroll and tax penalty will exceed what he paid for the team. Mm-hmm. For one season, he's going to spend $483 million in salary and in luxury tax. I bring that up because we're all ready for the Bulls tonight. They're 19th in payroll. 19th. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Now, some, and if you're a Bulls fan listening, you know where I'm going with this. Some of you are giving Karnaschovas and Eversley an opportunity to clean up what was in the past with Gar and Pax. But quite frankly, they're in the rearview mirror. It's their era now. Karnaschovas and Eversley have an opportunity to put their stamp on the team. Yeah, all I will tell you is that if the new regime is doing what the old regime does, saying we just like our core and not seriously adding to the team to be a serious contender in the East, then what are we doing here? It's one thing to get in the playoffs. There's value to that. But when I was on Garn Pax's ass doing nights on Bulls Buzz and yelling about them after games until midnight every night, it was well-deserved because they believed in their core. They did not move forward. And with this Bulls team, I like the Bulls. I don't want to make it seem like that the Bulls team is trash or they're just average.
No, they have talent.
They have plenty of talent, and they will be a playoff team. But I want something to enhance the team. And we'll see what happens starting this year, Cap. But if they don't move forward this season, if they're just standing still, bounced in the first round, there has to be significant changes made around Zach LaVine. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So if you're just joining us, hey, it's Bulls in Heat tonight. It starts. We're asking you the question, why aren't Karnaschovas and Eversley being viewed more like Gar Pax as far as what they did not do in the offseason? And just your overall thoughts. Will they be better this year than last? 46 wins last year. What about this year? Let's go to Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Justin on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Justin.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, Cap Hoodie. I hope everything is good. I feel like that they should be viewed more like Gar and Pax because it's been evident. They haven't done anything. They decided to stay pat. Now you got Lonzo Ball. He's injured. Let's be honest. We don't know when he's coming back. You can, Cap, you can say January. People can project, but we don't know. This is his second, third surgery? We don't know when he's coming back, so that's annoying. Now we find out this news about Zach. That's a horrible way to start out the season. You just paid him all his money. Now he might be on the injured list. This is a problem. This is a problem. I mean, I don't know about you all, but it annoys me because we should have did something, but we were staying pat. I know it's early in the season, but this is a bad road to go down. I just want to know you all's thoughts on that. I appreciate y'all taking the call, and have a good one.
Justin, we appreciate the phone call. Just for perspective, I would rather be the Bulls right now than Orlando or the Oklahoma City Thunder in this regard. I want to see the Bulls in the postseason. And I think that could be 6 or 7 seed. That could be play-in just based on how strong the East is. But, Justin, I want to make it clear. You'd rather have this and say, hey, how can we enhance what we already have than to never be relevant? And for years, the Bulls were not relevant. Bad team, a non-playoff team, no direction. I don't want that. I'd rather have this moving up than going backwards, for sure.
Completely agree. There is talent there. I just don't understand how you go into an off season, you're 19th in payroll, and you couldn't find a way to add any perimeter shooting to your team. Okay, Andre Drummond, that's a nice pickup as a bench piece.
Yeah,
I got no issues with that. You paid Zach. You really didn't have a choice. You're not going to give up 10 draft picks and 5 players to go get Donovan Mitchell. There was no shooting out there. None. I don't agree with that.
What did I talk to you about last year around this time? I guess it was maybe December. I said, Cap, you know, this team is a little small, and I'd like for the team to be a little bit better defensively. Now, with your eyes, with your scouting eyes, and I trust them because they've seen a lot. okay, you're talking about Zach LaVine's defense. That was a knock on him coming into the Bulls, where he would not stay in front of his man. It was kind of like, you score two, that's cool. You know, inbound the ball, I'll get two back on you. That's not defense. Just like, you score on me, I score on you. That's not defense. But you see something better from him defensively as of late.
On ball defensively. I watched a lot this summer, saved games from last year on my DVR.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually up at the lake, and I'm watching. He moves his feet. He gets down in defensive position. He's got active hands. He fights through screens. He does it. He's very, very good as an on-ball, I got you defender. In terms of five-man concept where you're tied, they call it tied together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the ball's over there, I got to see my man, I got to see the ball. Ball you man is how it's taught.
Yes.
He turns his head too much. Zach, you got to be able to see when that guy's going to cut.
Mm-hmm.
That is where he's got to be better. And he's talked about getting better at that.
Mm-hmm.
On ball is effort. The other part is much more perceptiveness and right. effort.
We see you on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls next. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Bulls start tonight as the Bulls take on the Heat. We're going to hear from Stacey King, color analyst for the Bulls, talking about this Bulls-Heat matchup. What do you think of the season? Will it be better or worse than last season, just based on what you know about this roster? Your phone calls next on Cap and J-Hood. JC.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and J Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Captain J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us. We're here until 10, and then Greeny will take over from 10 to noon here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So, Shay, give us that shot or no shot again, that last question that you gave us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about Kaylee Cuoco. She's starting HBO's The Flight Attendant, and she was asked by a TMZ reporter who caught up with her at the airport if playing that role gave her a new respect for the actual flight attendant job. And she said yes, and everyone should tip their flight attendant. So my question was, shot or no shot, you should tip your flight attendants. I've never heard of this.
Jake, have you ever tipped your flight attendant?
I can barely afford to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So no, no.
Okay.
No shot. So, not even a loose dollar.
Yeah, you know, Cap.
No.
All right. So when you're on a flight, you're settling in, and, you know, when you're me and somehow get the aisle seat, that same flight attendant is going with that cart, bam, right against the shoulder. Oh, God. Right against the shoulder every time, right? Big guy with the shoulder out, you know, you're slumped over in a long flight. You kind of slump over to the left side because you don't want to be too much in the middle, the person that's sitting in the middle. So you kind of slump over to the left side, bam. Amazing, Cap. That happens. So it's not that they do a bad job. I mean, I haven't seen a flight attendant do a bad job, but I've never thought, you know what, this person bringing me like the little Lorna Doone cookie. Or the little juice.
A little Milano.
You know what I'm saying? I've never thought, I should probably give her a couple of dollars. I never thought of it that
Me
way.
Me either.
Am I
never
wrong?
Looked at them as being in the service industry.
I guess that's wrong, huh?
Yeah. Guess we're bad guys.
I mean, we've flown forever.
Do you know how many flights I've taken?
Yeah.
Dude, I had at one point, just in Marriott points, I had 1.2 million.
Yeah.
Just in hotel points.
Yes. That's a lot of work. That's all pretty much mostly work.
Right.
And some pleasure. Cap, I never thought about that. Look, we should ask people about this and exactly when you should tip and when you shouldn't. Like, here's why I learned about tipping early from my parents, my mother in particular. So it was always the envelope outside of the mailbox during Christmas time. And I say, why would you? It's like, do you want me to put this in the mail? No. That's for the mailman when he comes here. That's his Christmas gift.
So my mom would do the same thing.
Slip it right there in the mailbox. Is this mail you want me to take down? No. When he gets there, he'll put the mail in, and then he'll get his own card. Thank you for your service. $20.
So my wife does that too now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a nice thing to do. Especially Cap, back then, that mail carrier would be there for like 10, 15 years. On my block in South Shore, you know, a woman here, guy there, it's not as consistent.
Correct.
But the one that would always come through, and you'd see him at Bubbles Liquor and Tap afterwards, sitting under a shade tree in the summer after his route was
cool
gone.
One.
Oh, man. So, I mean, he had a long day. But that's the right thing to do. But obviously with your servers, your food preparers, your baristas, a little tip there, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Bartenders, take care of them.
I find myself always tipping on carryout.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But I guess the question is, for this, should you tip your flight attendant? Is it okay to do that? I wouldn't mind. I hadn't even thought about it. I think you and I are on the same page. We're pretty good tippers.
Yes.
Can you say?
Yes.
Sometimes above and beyond, because I know how hard people work.
Correct.
Because if I was in that spot, if I had to live on tips, I'd want as much as possible.
Correct.
Yeah, massage therapists. Sure.
I tip the massage. I'm not a huge massage guy.
Yes.
I mean, if my wife wants to give me a back rub, I don't occasionally go. I'll occasionally go, but rare. It's not like a regular thing.
Here's one for you before we go to the phone lines. Mm-hmm. So how about this? So when you're at a place like I was, Peacock and I were in New Orleans, and you know that you've got your rental car there and someone's got to pick it up, do you tip when you are going out to dinner? Do you tip going or tip coming back, the person that's bringing your car from the garage?
At the hotel?
At the hotel, yeah. Or do you tip at all?
I tip both ways.
Both ways?
Yeah, because it's going to be a different person. Like, yeah.
Don't you think it goes into a pool, though? Like, the individual valet doesn't hold the tip.
I
think it goes into a pool for everybody.
I don't know. All I know is I'll call from my room. Yeah, it's Kaplan room 927.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a black Chevy Tahoe. Could you bring that around? Thanks.
Yes.
I come down, there's little Johnny.
Here you go.
There's $5. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. And when I come back at the end of the evening, little Johnny's not there anymore. It's Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Robert. Thank you.
And give him a Finsky.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I was just wondering how that worked, because sometimes, there's been times where I was like, hey, bring the car down. Thank you. And I'll get you on the way back. And then all of a sudden, that person's getting another car.
Right.
It's not my car. He's not downstairs for my car. It's someone else. I feel like I can only tip once, Cap. I got a tip pocket, by the way. My back pocket will be a tip pocket. And I got $2 or $3 here, $5 here, you know.
There you go.
Tip pocket.
Right.
But you do it both ways. That's something.
Because I was a valet.
Yeah.
So I have a affinity for helping.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell you, my hobby is making people happy.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, so. And by the way, the last thing is the housekeeper. So
yes, I do tip the housekeeper.
Yes.
Yes.
When they got to clean the room, it's right there on the sink or next to the TV.
I put it right on the little nightstand.
Mine is like right next to the TV or in the bathroom, like in the little drink cup
mm-hmm.
or the shot glass, mm-hmm. whatever. It's right there for them.
There you go.
I was in Phoenix, by the way. No, it was Scottsdale. And they put on there, they want you to tip. It's like it's suggested. Excuse me? I don't need you to tell me to tip.
Now, I will tell you, you know what I don't like?
Scottsdale had a sign, though, Cap, right next to the bedside table. They're saying, hey, we suggest that you tip. I don't need a sign for that, pal.
Right.
I guess some do need that, though.
I do not like when I go to the Jewels, like the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay. And it says, would you like to give $2 or give a donation, it should say. And then it has suggested amounts. $1. $5, $10, $20, or other. Would you like to give to the Chicago Catholic Schools? Okay, yes, no, here's $1. Then the next one flashes up. Would you like to give to the Cruelty Society for Pets?
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It goes on forever.
How many more? Would you like to give to the Hurricane Ian Fund? I'm like, there. Take my wallet. Are we done? It was three things long. I'm
yes.
like, and if I go, no, 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 What an ass that guy is.
Right, isn't that the worst? It, like, you're checking out at, like, a convenience store, like a Walgreens or something, and you've got your bag of stuff, and then at the end, it's like, would you like to donate $3 to whatever children's hospital? And it's like, I don't want to, but I can't say no, or I look like a jag.
The worst is at the at Whole Foods. Like, Jewel, it's just on the little screen.
Right.
Nobody's really going to know if you said no, no, no.
It's private, yes. No, the cashier knows. Oh, the cashier knows. She sees what's going on over there.
But it's worse when it's just on the screen and you just hit no, it's fine. When the cashier asks
At the Whole Foods.
That's when you feel like a jag.
Yes, sir. Would you like to give to the Hurricane Ian fund?
Yeah,
no.
Sure. What's wrong with him? Those poor people. There you go. Have a nice day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this guy won't give to Hurricane Ian.
I'm like... Wow.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Are there some unusual jobs in which you were given a tip? Now, again, we're talking about Kelly Cuoco. She says that you should tip flight attendants. Should that be a thing? Have you ever done that? Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, McAllen, Texas. Here's Adam on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Cap J. Hood. You guys are the best.
So are you, man.
I was taking a Oh, I appreciate that. I was taking a flight, this is probably about 12 years ago, from San Diego to Milwaukee. 4-hour flight.
Yeah.
Fortunately, was bumped up to first class somehow, some way. I indulged in a couple of complimentary beverages.
Hey.
At the end of the flight, I offered to tip the flight attendant, and she said, no, I'm sorry, we cannot accept tips. I said, okay, fine. And then just this past week, I was on a flight, and now all these flights, everything is cashless. They make the announcement, hey, if you want to buy a beer, if you want to buy a sandwich, you need to have a debit card or a credit card in order to pay. So I'm fairly certain flight attendants will not accept a tip, even if you offer it. And it goes to show you, Penny from Big Bang Theory, she doesn't fly United. She doesn't fly Southwest. She flies private. So, of course, flight attendants on a private plane, they can accept tips. For the rest of us peasants that fly these other planes, you know, don't even bother trying to tip it. I'm sure it's a nice gesture, but I don't think they're going to accept it. So
can you slip? Adam, can't you slip a Finsky there? I mean, can't you just say, "Hey, could you lean in a little bit?" Hey, thank you very much.
Hey,
right.
You got to be careful leaning into these flight attendants. You never know. One of these air marshals or somebody might end up taking you down. I'm going to end up on some horrible, you know. Twitch, look at this creepy guy, you know, so you got to be careful with those flight attendants.
Watch
guys,
the guy in 4A getting a little personal.
Thank you very much, Adam, for the phone call. Now, you see, Adam leaves line open, 312-332-3776, our phone number. We're just talking about tips because Kelly Cuoco was talking about how we should tip our flight attendants because it's tough. And we're asking, you know, about your situation. Is there some unusual jobs in which you were given a tip? By the way, as you know, my deal when I'm flying, I just tell the first person I see, hey, welcome to Southwest Airlines. Can I get an extension?
For the seatbelt.
Seatbelt. When you go back there, seatbelt. I got one. You want it here? And she holds it like 6 feet wide. Hey, keep it down. It's secret.
I didn't need you to advertise it.
Cap. You don't need to just stretch it out wide. Just ball it up nicely. There you go. Thanks. That's all. Who wanted the extension seatbelt? Quiet! Christ! Jeez. Cap, I just need a little, not actually better now, but at the time, just need a little extra. Just to make sure.
Give.
Just to make sure. Because I don't want to be in there just like snug.
Right.
Just a little something where I can just move the belly around a little bit. If I got to move left or right. You know, that's all. No. You don't have to tell the whole
Excuse
world.
Excuse me, 4C.
What? 4C?
Yeah. I just want
to. Like holding up like it's underwear. My God. Like, please. Thank you. Just, and I snatch it from. That's enough. Cap. Advertising it. Just quietly. Just ball it up nicely. Just like, here you go, hon. Thank you. That's all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, quietly. Hey! Fetzo! Like, Cap, I don't need that. Right?
You don't.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. As we talk to you about tipping, we're asking about like some unusual jobs that you've been given a tip or someone screwed you on a tip. We're talking to you about that as well.
I got another one you should be tipping.
All right. Cap and Jay Hood. Morning.
And I have. Take that.
Really?
Really.
All right. 7 to 10.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and Jay Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
And Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. There's the theme to the Late Late Show, James Corden, Cap. When you and I are long asleep, there's James Corden that comes on at 11:30.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan
of him. Okay, and that's because?
He rubs me the wrong way.
How so?
It just doesn't entertain me. He seems surly. And then when you...
He seems surly.
Yeah, he just seems like a jag. He's on the John Hamm category for me. Just not my cup of tea. And then you brought a story to the meeting, and I'm surly. Like, not a shock.
Let me ask you a question, Shay. Do you find James Corden surly?
I don't like him either, but I don't know if I'd use surly.
Like, I just seen him just jump around on his show. I know I'm familiar with the show. I've seen it, but I didn't know anything more about him than what we just saw. Now, what's this latest story on James Corden?
He was banned from a New York City restaurant, the Balthazar, because he was incredibly nasty on multiple accounts. The restaurant owner called James Corden a, quote, cretin of a man for what he claims was abhorrent behavior at his establishment.
Oh,
okay. I'm not shocked, because that's what I'm talking about. He just strikes me as a jag.
I just never, I mean, I've seen the show, and what's he doing, like Weight Watchers or something? I've seen him in commercials.
I don't know.
And that's about it. I didn't know much about him except the show. I've seen him. So, okay. So he was a cretin of an individual. Now, I wonder, is there any further details about the restaurant? What was happening there with him?
So the manager, he has two manager's reports on this Instagram post that he put up. Manager's report number one. In June, James Corden was here on table 61. After eating his main course, Corden showed a hair to Balthazar manager G, who was very apologetic. Corden was extremely nasty and said, "Get us another round of drinks this second. Also, take care of all our drinks so far. This way, I write any nasty reviews or in Yelp or anything like that." Manager's report number two, James Corden was at Balthazar with his wife on October 9th for brunch. Mm-hmm. He asked for a table outside. The maitre d' took the party to a table, and Mr. Corden's wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with Gruyere cheese and salad. A few minutes later, they received the food. James called their server and told her there was a little bit of egg white mixed with the egg yolk. So the manager was informed. The kitchen remade the dish, but unfortunately sent it with home fries instead of salad. James Corden began yelling like crazy to the server. "You can't do your job. You can't do your job. Maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelet myself."
Oh, man.
All right, so wait a minute. I've never heard... Like, Danny's big on eating eggs, the yolk, the whole deal.
Yes, he says not just the egg whites, everything, because it's a waste if you do.
Correct. Yeah. So I eat some yolks. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a lot of good nutrients in there. I don't eat a lot of eggs, but when I do, I'll eat some yolks. Mm-hmm. That, there was a little bit of egg white in there. Did they now make omelets with only the yolk? Is that what
you ordered an egg yolk omelet, and there was a little bit of egg white mixed in.
Well, but...
What? But big deal.
But I've never heard of just an egg yolk. I've heard, give me whole eggs instead of just the egg white.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Egg yolk only? I've never heard of that.
Point is, though, is that he's yelling at that guy. Yelling at, and that's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean,
like, how do you separate the white from the yolk? Get Danny on the phone.
Well, I just think that that's just a bad job. And so if you've worked in a restaurant, have you had that type of treatment? I'm sure that you've had. Now, you worked in the industry, did you not?
I did. I managed Big Herm's hot dog stand in Skokie for several years while I was going to school. Yes.
Okay, what was that experience like? Because I haven't worked in that industry before. Mm-hmm. So what's that like?
You get a lot of impatient people.
Mm-hmm.
Like my senior year of high school, I would get done with classes my last semester mm-hmm. at like 10:30.
Right.
Because I went to summer school. I piled up my credits.
Yes.
So I could go work.
You also had summer school because you had deportment issues.
This is true. I did get in trouble.
Like me.
Yes. And so I would race out of high school my senior year, second semester.
Yeah.
And I would drive to the restaurant, and I would be there for like 11 o'clock to like 1:30. Then go back either to go to practice or if I had a late class. But I had that whole block in the middle to make the money. And you would have these jackaloons come in. I remember this one dude came in. It was a high counter.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking down at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next. And there's, you know, 20 people packed in this place. Yeah, can I help you, brother?
Like Ditka.
Yeah. Give me a hot dog. What do you want? Mustard. I said, do you want, you know, relish or sport? I didn't ask for any sport peppers.
Excuse me.
I'm like, okay, settle down.
All right.
Give me an order of fries. Like, nothing warm about the gentleman
right.
at all. Give me fries. You want me to salt? Did I ask you to salt them?
Oh, man.
Give me my effing fries. Finally, our owner, Mo, came out. Mo Spector came out from around the thing, goes, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah, kicked him out.
He said, talking bad to you. All you're doing is ask him, does he want some options with his food?
Correct.
My God.
You know who I used to serve there? Mm. Eddie Vedder.
Oh.
Eddie would come in. He was a youngster back then.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Big Herb's. That's right. He used to go get my hot dog.
That's really cute. Yep. So, okay. So in the industry, there are some nasty people. I think that story that you just told, Shay, is pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. It's
screw
rough.
Screw James Corden. He's not even a star.
Not big enough to be that way anyways. I mean, if you're Brad Pitt and you get a hair in your food, I could see you being like, okay.
They say the nicest guy in Hollywood is the biggest single star, probably.
Who's
Tom
that?
Hanks.
Yeah.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way you
James
rise...
James Corden? He's not the lint on Tom Hanks' shoes.
You make a good point, Cap, because you probably only rise to that level of fame if you treat the people around you well.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Screw James Corden. You're on the list, buddy.
Okay, and I guess this is one indication of... Corden and the way he treats people. He is Corden and Kimmel. And by the way, this is something different, too. These shows cross-pollinate, don't they? Like, Corden was on... Kimmel was on Corden's show? Jimmy Kimmel?
Yep.
What's going on here? Like Johnny would have never been on, like, Letterman's show as
right.
a guest.
Correct.
That wouldn't have happened back then.
Never.
Isn't it separation of church and state at all? My God, I've seen, like... What was that? Jimmy Fallon... On Kimmel's show. Like, aren't you guys trying to get ratings?
Right. What's going on here?
Why are you helping him?
Correct.
Yeah, hold on a second, Cap. Let's go across the street. We're going to be on Mully and Haw. Here we go. Seriously, we're going to crosstalk with them. Like, no. No, aren't we?
Danny, can we get Thursday off? We're going to go do Mully and Haw.
What? come on, man. Corden and Kimmel.
Name two of the cameramen in this room.
It's a different crew tonight, actually.
Ooh. It's a bad job.
Oh.
How can you not? I do television every day.
Oh.
When we have a different crew every day. It's the same collection.
Yes.
Whether it's Steve Gardner or Glenn Morgan
mm-hmm.
or Linda or Brandon or Eric, call him Rick Fogel,
mm-hmm.
or Dave Clement. I know them all.
Right.
Kristen was in the other day. I hadn't seen her in a month. She's been working at a different station. Hey, Kristen, you're back. Yeah. How do you not know your crew?
I don't understand it. But
Lou
I just...
Mel Garejo or Matt Ellis in my ear?
All right.
Come on, man.
You know these people because you work with them.
Every day.
Absolutely. So James Corden, I just think that was very strange. And Kimmel got him, man. Wasn't even edited. Couldn't name two cameramen on his own staff. And they're on every day.
That's embarrassing.
That's something, man.
It's a bad job.
All right. We got the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day right here.
We got Charlie back there.
Yeah. We got Charlie. We've got Kendra. And we got you on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap
Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.